Now, from the Center for Common Sense Counseling, here's Roland Trujillo.
Well, hello, everybody. Welcome to the program. My name is Roland. I'm your host. And I think you're going to like this program. Yes, I think you're going to like this program. We're going to talk about food, about relationships, about marriage, about dating, about courtship, and about the secret history of relationships going all the way back to the beginning of humankind. All of that in this brief 30-minute program. My name is Roland. Welcome, everybody. I hope you're having a nice week. And after hearing today's program, some of you will have an even nicer week because you will become enlightened about some things that you may have wondered about for a long time. For example, you may have wondered why relationships begin always with happiness and mostly end in unhappiness. You know, it's like the old joke where they said marriage is like a three-ring circus. Have you heard that one? Marriage is like a three-ring circus. First, the engagement ring, then the wedding ring, then the suffering. Oh, people always laugh, especially those that have been married for quite a long time. They laugh because they recognize themselves in the joke. What is the purpose of marriage? Well, I'm going to tell you that. I'm going to tell you what the purpose of marriage is. And no, it's not to get your needs met. And no, it's not for you-know-what, although you-know-what is part of, raising a family, having children and so forth. It's something, there's another purpose for marriage. But let's begin now, and let's talk about, let's begin by talking about food. I've been reading a very nice book called Women, Food, and God. It's by Jeanine Roth. Jeanine Roth, New York Times best-selling author. She writes about food. She's written several books. She has had a lot of seminars. She's very, very good, incidentally. I recommend her books to you. Jeanine Roth. I'd like to read you a little bit from Women, Food, and God. She's in this book, she's describing a situation where she's having one of her seminars, and a lot of women are sitting there. And then finally, a lady speaks up and says, "This thing we do here, waiting in silence until everyone gets their food, reminds me of what it was like to eat dinner in our family. My mother was drinking, my father was furious, and no one was talking. It was horrible. What were you feeling during these times?" I ask. "Lonely, miserable, like I was born in the wrong family. I wanted to escape, but there was no place to go. I felt trapped." Well, the author, Jeanine Roth, goes on to talk about how a wound was being exposed from long ago. And here's the wound. And I quote, "But right here, right now, in the center of this wound, I've been abandoned and betrayed by who and what really matters, and what I've got left is food. This wound is where the link between food and God exists. It marks the moment when we gave up on ourselves, on change, on life. It marks the place where we are afraid. It marks the feelings we won't allow ourselves to feel, and in so doing keeps our lives constricted and dry and stale. In that isolated place, it is a short step to the conclusion that God, where goodness and healing and love exist, abandoned us, betrayed us, or is a supernatural version of our parents." Yes, ladies and gentlemen, let's talk about abandonment and about food as a substitute after this important announcement. Would you like a really positive attitude? If so, you must learn how not to be upset. If you are easily upset, it is because you are too reactive. In order to be calm, you must learn the secret of responding to inner principle instead of external tease. To learn the secret of not reacting with resentment and upset, go to commonsensecounseling.org, where you can download a free introductory copy of the meditation exercise. By relating humbly to inner principle, you can overlook others' cruelty and also overlook your own negative thoughts and emotions. By having remained unmoved, you are free to discern the meaning of the moment and respond with patience. The self-control you receive will restore confidence and a positive attitude based on a love of principle and having patience with others. Visit commonsensecounseling.org and start living instead of reacting. Welcome back. My name is Roland. We're talking about food, about love, about families, and about the history of relationships all the way back to the very beginning of the human race. And I said that many people, like this lady who's being quoted in Janine Roth's book, said she felt abandoned. She felt abandoned. As if God had abandoned her. And all that was left was food. And she made the comment that God was like a supernatural version of her parents. Well, I have said, it's not my original idea, but I heard it, and I've seen over and over again over the years how true it is. And that is that in the eyes of a child, Father stands in for God. See, little children, although little tiny children are very close to God, they see things and they know things. But yet little children are born to their parents. And first they relate to their parents. We relate first to other people. Then, you know, maybe in the second half of life, after we've grown up, matured, you know, worked, gotten married, had kids, and we've done many things, well, then becomes a time of searching, and a sincere searching, and perhaps finding God. Then we're ready to relate to God. See? But as little children, we know God exists. See? We know there's goodness, and we know that there's evil, and we know all those kinds of things, but we relate to other people, and especially to our parents. And the most important person in the child's life is Father. You see? So if Father has that inner bond with his Creator, see, if Father is very close to God, see, most men are women-oriented. Most men are women-centered. Women is a focal point of their existence. And when a woman withdraws her approval, he is stricken, see, and he'll do anything for her approval. See, men chase after women. They look for a woman just like their mother, and so on and so forth. Men are women-centered. It gives women the power, but it also makes the woman miserable, because what she really would like is for the man to be a real man. See, for the man to be a real man. But let's get back to the very basic subject that I was talking about food, about love, about feelings of abandonment. Father stands in for God in the eyes of a child. So when father fails, when Father is not there for her, see, when Father is not noble, gracious, kind, patient, endlessly long-suffering, wise, courageous, noble, principled, honorable, see? And when Father is not there for her, then something is missing, see? And she ends up, for the most part, looking for that missing thing. She goes out and looks for boyfriends, and she ends up finding boyfriends that are just like her father, and they fail her. So her father failed her, and then all men fail her. See? And so she feels destitute, empty, see? Unloved because father's failure. So then she looks for food. See, we all do that. Not just ladies, but we men do it too. So now you see how important God is. Now you see how important Father is. We know God is important. But you see, in the eyes of a child, Father stands in for God. So when Father fails her, when Father is not there for her, see, when he does not have an unmistakable bond with principle, with conscience, with God within, then the love from God does not come through him. See, it's not his love, it's Father's love. And when he has a bond with God, rapport with the Creator within, then that love comes through him, and people sense it. See, and then the daughter feels secure. His wife feels secure. See? Because love is present. It's not, that is the kind of love you can't taste, touch, or smell. It's an invisible, it's an agape love. It's a fatherly love. See, it's not his love, it's not the man's love. It's from his Creator. You see? Because of his obedience to the Creator and his love of the Creator and his making principle more important than anything else. See? All right. So what happens then? When father fails the daughter, then she goes, she's looking for love somewhere. So a lot of times she'll go out in the world looking for love from boyfriends, and all she does is find boys that are just like her father and fail her. Her father failed her, and now boys fail her and men fail her. See? And then she turns to food. See? Food, in a sense, you could say that food doesn't fail her. It's always there for her. But then what happens with food, then it betrays her. See, human love, food love, drug love, see, they always fail, betray us. So the food betrays her eventually. You see what I mean? Causes her problems and weight problems, and she senses that it's failing her. She senses that it's not true love. She senses that it's a substitute, and so she hates it. She loves it and she hates it, you see? But I want to read one more little thing from this wonderful book, Women, Food, and God, by Jeanine Roth. She says, I turned to host the Snowballs the same year I gave up on God. I was 11 years old, and I had been praying mightily for thick hair and a boyfriend, but mostly for my parents to stop screaming at each other. After a year, nothing had changed. All right, so now you see how important the father is in the eyes of the child. And you see how food is a substitute. All right. Let's listen to this important announcement, and then we'll continue. Hello, everyone. Many people have emotional and mental health issues. Many people have been diagnosed with adult ADD, bipolar disorder, social anxiety disorder, obsessive compulsive disorder, depression. Many Christians would like to hear something positive and practical from someone who successfully overcame such issues. I'd like to tell you about a friend of mine. His name is Mike. He wrote a book called Mike's Story. Mike got unstuck, conquered his issues, and left them behind. Mike wrote to me about his successes, and I was so excited and moved by his story that I helped him put it into a book. It's called Mike's Story. I'd like you to preview the book and perhaps even obtain a copy of Mike's Story in paperback, Kindle, or Barnes & Noble Nookbook. If you'd like to preview Mike's Story, go to talktoapastor.org. That's www.talktoapastor.org, and look for Mike's Story. My name is Roland. I'm your host for this program. We're talking about food and about love and about the importance of father. See? But now let's look. Let's look at the situation. Most of us, maybe, I don't want to say all of us, but most of us, our father failed us. See? He was woman-centered, not God-centered. He was a people pleaser. He sought approval. He wanted to be popular. See? So he was weak. He walked around on eggshells, and he sought his wife's approval. She became his god. See, his mother had been his god, and then now his wife became his god. Women become his god. You see what I mean? And if she takes away her fix, if she takes away support of his ego, see, then he becomes like a crazed, mad animal, a crazed mad bull, and he goes out in the world looking for support from drugs, from other men, other women, you see. So it's not a pretty picture. That's why a man must be God-centered, not woman-centered. See, if he has the love of God, then he won't need the love of his wife. He'll be able to give love. He won't need love, he'll give love. See, like I said earlier, not his love, but the love of the Father that comes through him. But now let's look at the situation. We all had fathers that failed us. Many of us don't even know who our father was, or there was a divorce, or father was angry. See, he was angry, violent, see, or he was weak. You know, he was there, sat in the living room and watched TV, but he was just kind of weak. So he failed us in some way. So the secret is, number one, don't resent him. See that he didn't, he was missing something. He never found the love either. Look, you have felt bereft and empty and unloved and miserable for a lack of love, and you've looked for love, and instead of love, you got sex love or, see, false love. It betrayed you. So you've looked for love, okay? Well, understand that the love that you look for, that would, see, which is actually the love from the Father you've never known, he didn't have it either. He never found it either. See, when he was a little boy, somehow he was emotionalized and hurt, and his father wasn't there for him either. You see what I mean? So we have a whole world full of fathers who just don't have it. They scratch their head and wonder what women want, wonder what their kids want, and they don't really know. They do the best they can, but they just haven't found the answer. But fortunately, you can find the answer. The answer is, see, you can find God in your own heart. You can find God within. You can find that mysterious agape love of which I speak. But the first thing you will need to do is to give up the resentment toward your father, toward your parents, towards all men, but especially toward your father. See? And of course, everyone eventually. You have to give up resentment of everyone and judgment of everyone. Give up resentment and judgment because it stands in the way. See, God said somewhere, he said, or Jesus said somewhere that if you don't forgive others, then your heavenly Father won't forgive you. And someone said, if you don't forgive your earthly Father, then your heavenly Father won't forgive you. It's that simple. Okay? Very simple. So forgive. What does forgiveness mean? It means give up resentment. Give up judgment. That's what it means. Okay? And for those of you who had a rotten father, okay, forgiveness doesn't mean that you have to like him. It doesn't mean you have to pretend nothing happened. It doesn't mean you have to pretend that everything was wonderful. No, it doesn't mean that at all. It doesn't even mean you have to have anything to do with him ever again. It just means that you let go of the resentment. Let go of the judgment and the resentment. See? See that he was rotten? Okay. Just don't hate him anymore. See how important that is? And then when you forgive your father, and then everyone else, when you really, 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 really forgive him, and you may not be able to until you see that he was a victim, until after a few years, then you discover that you're hurting your own kids, see, sort of thing, and then you begin to see that you are just like your parents, and you see that they weren't really being cruel on purpose, they couldn't stop themselves. You see that they were victims. When you see that, then it'll make it easier to forgive. See, when you've walked a mile in their moccasins. But you see, there's so much to this. I don't even get to some of the things I wanted to talk about. But I've laid some good groundwork here. So now I want you to see, you see, and you should get my book. See, these other books are nice. Janine Roth's books are very nice. But if you really want to have an in-depth understanding of this thing, then you should get my book. It's called Forbidden Food, The Legacy of Paradise Lost. And you should also get my book, The Myths and Mysteries of Marriage, as I go into it there too. But now what you have to see is that the whole human race, see, in the Garden of Eden, so now I want you to see a couple of things. First of all, see how Adam failed Eve. He failed her. He didn't love her. See, instead he looked to her, he was ambitious, and he listened to her instead of to God. See, and he was weak. and ambitious, and he failed the whole and brought suffering on the whole human race. They got booted out of paradise. So he failed her. And ever since then, women can't help but judge failing men. And notice also how food was involved. Do you wonder why we have food problems so much? It's because food was involved in the fall. From the very beginning, food was involved in the fall of the human race. Would you like a really positive attitude? If so, you must learn how not to be upset. If you are easily upset, it is because you are too reactive. In order to be calm, you must learn the secret of responding to inner principle instead of external tease. To learn the secret of not reacting with resentment and upset, go to commonsensecounseling.org, where you can download a free introductory copy of the meditation exercise. By relating humbly to inner principle, you can overlook others' cruelty and also overlook your own negative thoughts and emotions. By having remained unmoved, you are free to discern the meaning of the moment and respond with patience. The self-control you receive will restore confidence and a positive attitude based on a love of principle and having patience with others. Visit commonsensecounseling.org and start living instead of reacting. Hi, this is Roland. Do you have relationship issues? Okay, who doesn't have relationship issues? That's why I want to tell you about my most popular book, The Myths and Mysteries of Marriage. Do you and your partner argue all the time? Do you want to understand men and women better? Are you in a relationship and thinking of getting married? And you will want to preview the myths and mysteries of marriage. You'll find out how to relate better with your partner, reduce your stress, and possibly even heal your relationship. Visit www.talktoapastor.org and look for the myths and mysteries of marriage. You'll be glad you did. Oh, incidentally, I want to tell you about a special that we have. For a donation of any amount, I'll send you a PDF of the myths and mysteries of marriage by email as a token of my appreciation. That's for a donation of any amount. I'll send you a PDF of the myths and mysteries of marriage by email so you can start reading it right away. So you see, ladies and gentlemen, we inherit a fallen life because of the failing of men all the way back to Adam. See? We have a history of the human race of weak men and crafty women, failing men and angry women, you see? Abused women. See, when a man doesn't love a woman, when a man does not have this mysterious fatherly love, when he does not have this love, then it makes it feel to her like she's being abused. See, he may be an abuser, but let's say he's not even an abuser. Let's say he's a decent guy, goes to work, comes home, works out in the garage, you know, watches football on TV, just a decent guy, he's not a drinker or smoker or anything. But if he doesn't have this mysterious inner bond with his creator, if he doesn't have this special kind of fatherly love coming through, then it feels to her like he doesn't love her, like there's something missing, see? Or it actually can feel to her like she's being abused. Because when she's not loved, it is a form of abuse. It's a form of cruelty. But he can't help it because he hasn't found it. But you men have to find it. You men have got to find a bond with your Creator. You've got to find it. Okay? Your family needs it. Your wives need it. Your children need it. You need it. Okay? Very good. All right, so you got to get my book, The Myths and Mysteries of Marriage. That's so good. It's everybody's favorite book. It's my most popular book. It's really, really good. See, it's a page turner. It's interesting. You'll enjoy it. Your eyes will be opened. You'll be a better parent, a better husband, better father, better mom, better boyfriend, better girlfriend. At least you'll understand. You'll understand more some of the dynamics. You can read a little bit of it and then, you know, say, well, even if you're a young person, it's good for you to read. I have a chapter on courtship in there. What kind of woman to look for? What kind of a man to look for? See, for marriage. See what I mean? So you need to get that book. And if you have any kind of food issues, you know, dieting and binging and, you know, and fasting and all these type of issues with food. And most of us do have some kind of food issues. If you have some kind of food issues, then you need to get my book, Forbidden Food, The Legacy of Paradise Lost. You'll love it. It's a beautiful book. All right. Well, I've laid some good groundwork here. So now you see the ship that we're all in, the boat that we're all in, and the antidote, of course, is love, God's love. Hi, this is Pastor Roland. I get a lot of emails, but it's always a special treat to go to my mailbox and find a card or letter from a listener. I love letters from listeners, so I want to make sure you have my address so you can write to me. So here it is. Send your cards and letters to Roland Trujillo. I'll spell it for you. That's R-O-L-A-N-D-T-R-U-J-I-L-L-O. Post Office Box 854, Berkeley, California, 94701. Here it is again, Roland Trujillo, Post Office Box 854, Berkeley, California, 94701. I look forward to reading your letter. Thanks for listening into today's program. Listen again at our archives. We can go to talktoapastor.org or commonsensecounseling.org. commonsensecounseling.org. Listen to the program again. Get my book, The Myths and Mysteries of Marriage. Or get my book, Forbidden Food, A Legacy of Paradise Lost. Until next time, Lord willing, and the creek don't rise. I'll see you then. Bye-bye.
You have been listening to Roland Trujillo from the Center for Common Sense Counseling. Now you can listen to Roland anytime by logging on to www.commonsensecounseling.org. You'll find lots of free helpful information, and you can also order materials or make a donation by using your credit card. Once again, the web address is commonsensecounseling.org. Please remember that Roland's program is listener-supported. Thank you.